from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:07, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. Not the Gators' loss, 41-17 in Miami. Not going to talk about that. Ouch. FSU lost last night to Boston College, so they're 0-2. Both programs, I think, had some high hopes going into this year. It's still early in the season, I say to myself, lying to myself.
Wow.
I say self, lie to self, so self feels better. All right, so you got that going on. Former President Trump is endorsing the legalization of marijuana, recreational marijuana, in Florida. Just, you know, don't want to arrest people, tie them up in the legal system for something like marijuana. I'm paraphrasing basically what he's saying. Everybody wants to or needs to self-medicate. It's crazy. Everybody's on something, you know? How much of this huffing and puffing on that stuff do people do out there? What do you call that stuff?
Vaping?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the thing that was supposed to help you stop smoking?
Oh, my gosh.
That was the goal. Because remember, they were that way you worked your way down off the nicotine and the addictiveness of it. So what did it do? Turned into a whole other fad and a whole other health issue.
It is. This is the wacky world we live in.
It is.
All right. We'll move along. Two U.S. Marines ambushed and assaulted by a mob of Turkish nationalists. Yankee, go home. You ever see the Seinfeld episode where Kramer gets beat up by a bunch of little karate kids?
Yes.
Well, that's what this reminds me of, because it was a Turkish youth group who said that the U.S. soldiers cannot dirty our country. Now, by the way, they weren't little kids. It was a mob. They were adults. But just when I saw the headline, I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
picking on Kramer, huh? Uh-huh. No, this is serious business. A mob, you know, Turkey used to be aligned with us pretty well, you know? Not so much anymore.
Not so much, no.
A mob of Turkish nationalists attack U.S. Marines in a western area of Turkey. This happened Monday. Arrest 15 people. Took place in Izmir. That's located at Turkey's Aegean coast. In a statement, the governor's office said the assailants belong to the Youth Union of Turkey, which is connected to the Nationalist Vatan Party. Governor said the victims, who are assigned to the USS Wasp, were physically attacked. Service members were identified as soldiers by authorities, but are U.S. Marines. Video posted on social media showed service members in civilian clothing yelling for help as they were restrained by a group of anti-American men. Yep. Footage shows an attacker throwing a plastic bag onto a victim's head as a crowd chanted, "Yankee, go home." 5 U.S. service members intervened during the incident. Authorities eventually arrested all 15 men who attacked the Marines. The U.S. Embassy in Turkey confirmed the incident. Wow. So, you know, not treated well, not respected all over the world. But Don't blame Brandon, right? Yeah, right. Okay. So a story again that I don't want to do. This is where Hamas cold-blooded murdered six of their hostages, two of them women. And when Tim Walz, who wants to be a heartbeat away from the presidency, Tim Walz flees when asked about reaction to the murder of six hostages. Flees. Is that because they're constantly having to measure? Hey, we can't upset the pro-Palestinian people, you know, around Detroit, et cetera. We can't risk that.
Yeah.
But there's the Jewish vote, so we got to kind of hedge our bets and walk that fine line and hope for the best. Yeah. The Minnesota governor and the Democrat Party's vice presidential nominee walked away Sunday after being asked by a reporter what his reaction was to the news that the bodies of six Israeli hostages had been discovered in a Hamas tunnel underneath Gaza.
What a wimp.
Yep. While he was at the Minnesota State Fair, he was asked how much had changed since the last state fair and how Walz was balancing managing his role as governor and running for vice president. He was holding a vanilla milkshake. Then he was asked by a reporter about his reaction, and he just turned and walked away. Thanks, everybody, he said, and he ignored the question.
Wow.
Yeah, that question's not as important as, how are you balancing being the governor and running for office? What's your favorite flavor shake? Oh, vanilla. Oh,
yeah. He's vanilla, all right.
Somebody came out with a real question because they want to see what is the future leadership going to be like if indeed you are elected. Now, I think he just told you, whenever possible, you know, they'll run away. They'll run away from dealing with the issue for political purposes, for votes. It's sickening, to say the least. NBC News Meet the Press admitted Sunday that anchor Kristen Welker had been incorrect to say that Vice President Kamala Harris had met with the families of Americans killed in Afghanistan.
That's big to get wrong.
They even botched the correction, too, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
In an interview with Senator Tom Cotton, Welker challenged a Republican over former President Donald Trump's visit last week to Arlington National Cemetery to pay his respects to the 13 fallen American soldiers on the third anniversary of the terror attack on Abbey Gate at the International Airport in Kabul. The Harris-Walz campaign accused Trump of politicizing the memorial amid controversy over, whether his campaign could take photos or video. In response, the Gold Star families criticized Harris for the botched Afghanistan withdrawal and for failing to call or to meet with them. NBC's Welker picked up on the thread of argument with Cotton before making an incorrect claim. Yep. Welker tried to excuse the fact that Kamala has never reached out to the Gold Star families of the 13 fallen service members from Abbey Gate by saying she and Biden met with them during the dignified transfer. There's only one problem.
Wow.
Kamala was, in fact, not even there.
How do they even say those things when they... no documentation. Everybody says they weren't there. Everybody says they've never met them. Come on.
But yet, here you have somebody who, you know, very high up in the ranks at NBC News.
Yeah, right.
That just will lie.
Yeah.
For the candidate that they like.
Without thinking a thing about it.
Nope.
Yeah.
It comes a little too naturally, doesn't it? Deplane.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to seize Deplane.
Oh.
Yeah. And Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro probably wasn't real happy about it.
Uh-oh.
Yes. All right. So there's been some issues with this, okay, this aircraft. The United States on Monday seized Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's plane in the Dominican Republic and flew it to Florida, saying it acted over a violation of U.S. sanctions. The U.S. officials moved to take the aircraft. It's a private jet, a 900EX private jet used by Maduro and members of his government, with the Justice Department saying the jet was illegally purchased. Yep.
That's like a $13 million plane. That ain't cheap. It's just, you know, it's no Air Force One, but
We sent some people down there and just basically repoed it.
Yes.
And didn't even use a tow truck to do it. That's how good they were.
And flew it to Florida. I love it.
Wow.
He has to be so tense.
Oh, yeah.
He's more than bugged. Oh, man.
Which reminds me.
Yes?
What's Bugging You is coming up next. Yep, it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's Bugging You is next. 877-975-9825.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's been a lot of talk about
they came across here illegally.
The time has come for you to sound off.
I think we should build a wall.
Now, what's bugging you? You on 97.3 The Sky.
Another day in paradise, my friends. Yeah, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. It's your chance to air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, call us back. Good morning, Kathy. What's bugging you?
My sister, who is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, lives in Oregon. She just lost her youngest son and her grandson to some fentanyl waste pot. So, this is what the Democrats have done for her family.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's tragic.
Yeah.
That fentanyl is responsible for killing a whole lot of Americans. Let me go to Joe. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I'm sort of bugged. I'm not quite sure this Kamala, she's going to miraculously fix everything on day one. But all of a sudden, you know, with this price gouging or gauging and fuel prices, blah, blah, blah. But again, miraculously, everything's starting to come down right before election time. I'm not quite sure what she's going to repair on the first day.
Well, I mean, the inflation has dropped a little bit. You have the end of the what they call the driving season. So it's almost this time of year, almost like clockwork, you'll have some reduction in gas prices there. And of course, that impacts everything that has to be transported. So, yeah, no, she can change her coat, but never her disposition. That's my opinion. All right, let me go to Mike. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Hey, what bugs me is all this talk about Hamas and Hezbollah. Why don't we just go after Iran? Because they're the ones that support all that activity. And if we did that, then, you know, the other two groups would go away. The same thing with, you know, supporting the Ukrainians. We should cut that money off and have the government go in there and just sit down and settle this. They settled it once. They can settle it again.
Yeah. Yeah, two completely different issues, but yes, Iran is behind. Well, we already know. Yeah. Everybody agrees they're the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the globe, yet we allow it to continue. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me? In the radio news over the weekend, I heard how in their infinite wisdom and authoritarianism, the TSA security personnel at some checkpoint at an airport in America seized a traveler's closed jar of peanut butter based on the preposterous concept that it is a liquid. Last time I tried to pour myself a glass of peanut butter, nothing happened. And a few years ago, I went through a checkpoint with a totally solid 12-ounce Arrowhead bottle of water, ice, and I even sipped off the top water, and they seized that from me too, and I explained to them that ice is a solid, as I learned in physics class. So these people are just out of control with their control freakism.
Yeah. Oh, wow. No, it's agitating and aggravating, and we got to jump through the hoops, I guess. 877-975-9825. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you can thank George W. for that, Bush, for that TSA deal. But what's bugging me, what about the F-16 that we gave Ukraine that got shot down by allegedly by one of our Patriot missiles? And Ukraine allegedly shot it down. I haven't heard anybody talking about that. And the deal out in Colorado, I called you about last week, about the apartment complex being taken over by the Venezuelan gangs. Now, remember the program that the DHS had? It was called CHNV. It was a program to fly illegal immigrants into the country through into cities around this country from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. That's why there's less people, fewer people at the border now, and they're bringing them in by aircraft and flying them in. And this is what we have. Now, the Democrat governor of Colorado is throwing cold water on that, what's going on out there in Aurora. But the mayor of Aurora and one of the city council women have been making the rounds, and they're saying this is going on there.
It's obvious it's going on. We've seen the videos. And, of course, Democrats are going to try to play it down because they know what this is a result of. Just like when they wanted to bury their head about fentanyl for, I don't know, they got away with it for about 2.5-3 years.
Yeah.
Don't talk about fentanyl because it leads back to the border. Shh, shh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Here we are. Now you've got armed gangs, just like, you know, we all warned was going to happen. And
they said Trump was crazy.
And just think about it. As time passes, gives bad guys more time to get together, to plan, to do really horrendous things. Not a good scenario. 877-975-9825. Call now. Last chance for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Yeah, Trump's decision to endorse recreational marijuana in Florida, I find that strange considering that he's very anti-drug and a teetotaler. Look, we already have a medical marijuana program in Florida. It's not like people are running around getting drugs. We don't need another excuse for people to come here and act stupid or be distracted on the road. And as far as the marijuana itself, I mean, it's highly regulated. If anything, they could tweak the system, maybe lower some costs. But we don't need that flooded on our streets. And I just find it highly unusual he would support that. Another thing, the big recreational marijuana push is being pushed by the dispensaries and John Morgan. So, anyway, I disagree with it. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Let's go to Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. What's bugging me is the previous caller spoke about fentanyl, and yes, it leads back to the border. But the real reason, I read a very interesting article that the Dems did not want to criminalize it as much as the cocaine and stuff like that and do the enforcement, is because they felt that it would disproportionately affect people of color. So, and of course, we don't want to arrest anybody of that demographic. So that's really the reason. And that's what's bugging me. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, the drug doesn't discriminate. It's killing everybody. Francis, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me, Bob, is a woman hit my car and left the scene. And when the police showed up, she showed back up to the scene an hour after the fact, saying that she was sick with a medical condition. She got no ticket. Her license was suspended. And nothing happened to this woman because she boo-hooed about having a medical condition, and they let her go. And now I'm stuck with taking care of the damages to my car.
I don't know. There might be some people who you might want to look into some representation there.
Yes.
Definitely. Yeah, that doesn't
that's irritating.
Seem right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would bug me.
Oh, big time.
Thanks for everybody's participation. And coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Newberry City Council member and head of the REC, Tim Marden, with some good things that are happening and some other questions. You just have to stay tuned. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on the Sky.
And now to throw my support to President Trump.
A member of the Kennedy family
has come out to endorse a Republican.
That's pretty remarkable.
The news that's trending.
Israel will fight. Hezbollah is preparing to launch an extensive attack on Israel.
The news that's now.
Kamala Harris says, don't worry about it. All these important issues will be solved on day one of her administration.
Vice President Harris has not appeared in a single interview.
Now, more news. Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.
7:35, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Lots of people crying today. FSU, they're 0-2 now. They lost last night to Boston College, 28-13. We're still licking our wounds. Gators got beat up bad by Miami, 41-17. But most importantly, we have a new record in the world of eating hot dogs.
Well, I'm glad that you've got priorities there,
Bob. You got to have them.
Oh, yeah.
Joey Chestnut broke his own record and consumed 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes, beating Kobayashi, who only was able to manage to stuff down 66.
Oh, he's not even trying. Not
right,
even trying.
Right, 83 to 66. New record. And yeah, you can't eat a hot dog for at least a couple days after watching that. No. In fact, I don't actually watch it. All right. I mean, I did watch it once or twice, and then I was like, yeah.
After a while.
No.
Yeah, whatever.
Vice President Kamala Harris will apparently favor attacks on former President Donald Trump rather than substance at the September 10th ABC News presidential debate, according to a report. NBC News reported this. It's a source told NBC News that while Harris's team is preparing to talk about a variety of topics, the campaign very much views the optics of the debate as critically important. To that end, the source said, Harris and her team are focusing on homing in on how to needle Trump to rattle him.
Interesting.
In that sense, the source said, it's going to be less about substance and more about showcasing Harris as a woman who isn't scared and isn't going to cower and who is standing up to Trump and holding him accountable. Wow.
Okay.
Will there be any accountability on her part for the role that she played in, I don't know, say the border mess?
Whoops.
She going to run away from the you know, from the fact that she was the border czar? Yeah.
How about all those, you know, casting the breaking the tie votes on things that, you know, killed our economy, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and led to record inflation.
Yeah, those kind of things.
Yeah, those kind of things. So it's interesting because she either lacks substance, which we know, or she's changed gears and doesn't really... Well, she didn't understand the other policies or couldn't explain them or educate people about them. How is she going to do it now when, especially when there are some policies that she doesn't agree with?
But when she gets elected, she's going to fix everything.
Listen.
When she gets elected.
Listen.
Yeah.
There's somebody that stepped forward and vouched for her in a very, very strong way. Mm-hmm. So you have to take this into account, Greg, one way or another.
She has a backbone like a ramrod. She has the moral compass of a saint. This woman knows what she's doing.
Wait a second.
I promise you, if you elect Kamala Harris as president, it'll be the best decision you will have ever made.
Yeah. What he said. A saint.
Yeah, that's what I want to make sure that we're clear on that.
Yeah.
She has the moral compass of a saint. Now, hey, not throwing any stones here. We all fall short.
Yep.
But why would you say something that's, I mean, come on, that's over the top.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And so it's an insult. And so I wonder, is this a Bidenism? Is this Joe like kind of flipping her off behind her back because she says she's got, like, of all the terms you could use, you say she's got a backbone like a ramrod. Now I've never heard that before.
No, neither. Okay.
Here's a person with backbone and character. Here's a person with, you know, strength, whatever. But a backbone like a ramrod.
Sounds like a bull in a china shop. I don't know.
And then
yeah,
says she has the moral compass of a saint.
Mm.
What? Like Saint Lucifer?
Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, of all the things
I know
that you could say.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe.
She's strong. She's smart. I mean, they're all other lies, but still.
Yeah.
They, when you get to the point to where it's way over the top, you have to wonder if there's not a little chuckle in there that Biden's chuckling about.
But is it any more over the top than what we've heard, you know, over the last, let's say, look at the last couple of months on Biden? Oh, he is sharp as ever. He is strong as ever. He's in charge of meetings. He's, you know, as brilliant as he's ever been. And so then they kick him to the curb, and now they're still kind of coming back and saying, oh, what a great thing he did. I mean, they're all over the top. It's so disgusting.
Well, they are trying to pacify him. They are trying to be very, you know, very nice. Even Clooney, I think, did some butt kissing.
Oh, yeah. He compared it to George Washington for stepping aside because it was
No. He said because they're the same age.
They probably went to school together or something.
So... Yeah, it's if it's coming out of a Democrat's mouth, well, I just thought the terminology, you know, the picture that he was trying to draw, I'm wondering if there wasn't a little some in there maybe that he's getting a little chuckle out of. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Roy, you're on the air.
Well, let's be honest about it. There's no limit to the lies they'll tell to start with, but her moral compass, so to speak, this is a woman that destroyed a family so that she could move up the ladder. This is also the same woman that's so-called, as far as her capabilities. Yeah, Saint Lucifer is definitely correct.
It just, I mean, of all the terminology and all the things you want to use, I mean, why would you go there when she has a background that, again, nobody's in a position to throw stones, but nobody else is being called, you know, having the moral compass of a saint. I mean, that's a pretty tall order.
I mean, yeah, they want to always come back, well, you know, look what Trump's done over his life. We're not saying we're voting for him to be the Pope, which the Pope's not really anyway. But he ain't all that. I'm not sure he's got a moral compass like her, maybe. But no, we're not saying those things about him. So the fact they would even go down that road is just amazing.
I think what happened was when they were pushing Biden out and they were forcing him out and performing their coup, that he wanted to get certain guarantees going out the door. And whatever they are, they probably put those in place, making sure maybe Hunter gets a special treatment, whatever the case may be, put those in place. And part of his deal was, okay, well, you just can't go away sour.
Right.
You got to fake it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we faked it for you.
Right.
You got to fake it for a while. That's part of your deal. And so he's purposefully going a little over the top, like going, hey, I'm just doing what you told me to.
is he that sharp? I don't know.
But
I could totally see it because he's a vindictive old man.
Well, look at it this way.
Look at it this way.
There's somebody, if he read it, and I didn't see the context in which it was delivered. If he read it, then somebody wrote that for him. And who would write that? Even these silly folks.
No, you're right.
A backbone like a ramrod. I mean, ramrod and backbone. I'm sorry. They're just.
No.
I'm sorry. It just doesn't go together.
And then a saint.
And the moral compass of a saint.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Willie, how was that sainthood there that she had back in the day? I don't know.
Well, look. People can change. People make mistakes.
I agree.
Grace is awesome, and we all enjoy that.
Yep.
But again, why would you go there?
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to go there.
No.
It was way over the top.
Way over the top.
Vice President Kamala Harris has lost some support after the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, according to Redfield Wilton Strategies. So, just dropping down a couple of points there. And that's, I guess, the post-convention thing. You get a little...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:35, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's also Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. Lots of people crying today. FSU, they're 0-2 now. They lost last night to Boston College, 28-13. We're still licking our wounds. Gators got beat up bad by Miami, 41-17. But most importantly, we have a new record in the world of eating hot dogs.
Well, I'm glad that you've got priorities there,
Bob. You got to have them.
Oh, yeah.
Joey Chestnut broke his own record and consumed 83 hot dogs in 10 minutes, beating Kobayashi, who only was able to manage to stuff down 66.
Oh, he's not even trying.
Right, 83 to 66. New record. And, yeah, you can't eat a hot dog for at least a couple days after watching that. Yeah. In fact, I don't actually watch it. All right. I mean, I did watch it once or twice, and then I was like, yeah.
After a while.
Like,
yeah, whatever.
Vice President Kamala Harris will apparently favor attacks on former President Donald Trump rather than substance at the September 10th ABC News presidential debate, according to a report. NBC News reported this. It's a source told NBC News that while Harris's team is preparing to talk about a variety of topics, the campaign very much views the optics of the debate as critically important. To that end, the source said, Harris and her team are focusing on homing in on how to needle Trump to rattle him.
Interesting.
In that sense, the source said, it's going to be less about substance and more about showcasing Harris as a woman who isn't scared and isn't going to cower and who is standing up to Trump and holding him accountable. Wow.
Okay.
Will there be any accountability on her part for the role that she played in, I don't know, say the border mess?
Whoops.
She going to run away from the... you know, from the fact that she was the border czar? Yeah.
How about all those, you know, casting the breaking the tie votes on things that, you know, killed our economy, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and led to record inflation.
Yeah, those kind of things.
Yeah. So it's interesting because she either lacks substance, which we know, or she's changed gears and doesn't really... Well, she didn't understand the other policies or couldn't explain them or educate people about them. How is she going to do it now when, especially when there are some policies that she doesn't agree with?
But when she gets elected, she's going to fix everything.
Listen.
When she gets elected.
Listen.
Yeah.
There's somebody that stepped forward and vouched for her in a very, very strong way. Mm-hmm. So you have to take this into account, Greg, one way or another.
She has a backbone like a ramrod. She has the moral compass of a saint. This woman knows what she's doing.
Wait a second.
I promise you, if you elect Kamala Harris as president, it'll be the best as in you will have ever
been. Yeah. What he said. A saint.
Yeah, I just want to make sure
saint
that
what?
We're clear on that.
Yeah.
She has the moral compass of a saint. Now, hey, not throwing any stones here. We all fall short.
Yep.
But why would you say something that's, I mean, come on, that's over the top.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. And so it's an insult. And then, so I wonder, is this a Bidenism? Is this Joe, like, kind of flipping her off behind her back because she says she's got, like, of all the terms you could use, you say she's got a backbone like a ramrod. Yeah. Now, I've never heard that before.
No, neither.
Here's a person with backbone and character. Here's a person with, you know, strength, whatever. But a backbone like a ramrod.
Sounds like a bull in a china shop. I don't know.
And then.
Yeah.
Says she has the moral compass of a saint.
Mm.
What? Like Saint Lucifer?
Yeah.
I mean, what? I mean, of all the things
I know
that you could say.
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. Way
she's go, strong. She's smart. I mean, they're all other lies, but still.
Yeah.
They, when you get to the point to where it's way over the top, you have to wonder if there's not a little chuckle in there that Biden's chuckling about.
But is it any more over the top than what we've heard, you know, over the last, let's say, look at the last couple of months on Biden? Oh, he is sharp as ever. He is strong as ever. He's in charge of meetings. He's, you know, as brilliant as he's ever been. And so then they kick him to the curb, and now they're still kind of coming back and saying, oh, what a great thing he did. I mean, they're all over the top. It's so disgusting.
Well, they are trying to pacify him. They are trying to be very, you know, very nice. Even Clooney, I think, did some butt kissing.
Oh, yeah. He compared it to George Washington for stepping aside because it was
No. He said because they're the same age.
That was a similarity. Probably went to school together or something.
So... Yeah, it's if it's coming out of a Democrat's mouth. Well, I just thought the terminology, you know, the picture that he was trying to draw. I'm wondering if there wasn't a little some in there maybe that he's getting a little chuckle out of. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Roy, you're on the air.
Well, let's be honest about it. There's no limit to the lies they'll tell to start with, but her moral compass, so to speak, this is a woman that destroyed a family so that she could move up the ladder. This is also the same woman that's so-called, as far as her capabilities, Satan is definitely, Saint Lucifer is definitely correct.
It's just, I mean, of all the terminology and all the things you want to use, I mean, why would you go there when she has a background that, again, not, you know, nobody's in a position to throw stones, but nobody else is being called, you know, having the moral compass of a saint. I mean, that's a pretty tall order.
I mean, yeah, they want to always come back, well, you know, look what Trump's done over his life. We're not saying we're voting for him to be the Pope, which the Pope's not really anyway. But he ain't all that. I'm not sure he's got a moral compass like her, maybe. But no, we're not saying those things about him. So the fact they would even go down that road is just amazing.
I think what happened was when they were pushing Biden out and they were forcing him out and performing their coup, that he wanted to get certain guarantees going out the door. And whatever they are, they probably put those in place, making sure maybe Hunter gets a special treatment, whatever the case may be, put those in place. And part of his deal was, okay, well, you just can't go away sour.
Right.
You got to fake it.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we faked it for you.
Right.
You got to fake it for a while. That's part of your deal. And so he's purposefully going a little over the top, like going, hey, I'm just doing what you told me to.
is he that sharp? I don't know.
But
I could totally see it because he's a vindictive old man.
Well, look at it this way.
He's mean.
It this way. There's somebody, if he read it, and I didn't see the context in which it was delivered. If he read it, then somebody wrote that for him. And who would write that? Even these silly folks.
No, you're
who would
right.
A backbone like a ramrod. I mean, ramrod and backbone. I'm sorry. They're just.
No.
I'm sorry. It just doesn't go together.
And then a saint.
And the moral compass of a saint.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, Willie, how was that sainthood there that she had back in the day? I don't know. Just saying.
Well, look. People can change. People make mistakes.
That's,
you know,
I agree.
Grace is awesome, and we all enjoy that.
Yep.
But again, why would you go there?
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to go there.
No.
It was way over the top.
Way over the top.
Vice President Kamala Harris has lost some support after the Democrat National Convention in Chicago, according to Redfield Wilton Strategies. So, yeah, just dropping down a couple of points there. And that's, I guess, the post-convention thing. You get a little boost initially, and then it kind of levels off.
That's typical, yeah.
But, I mean, again, we've gotten to the point to where I don't know how much value there is in the average poll these days anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got a lot more to talk about, including, yeah, Colorado and Aurora. What is and what's not being done there dealing with the illegals, all right? We've got that. Oh, and we've got our special guest, Tim Martin. We'll be on the air with us in about 20 minutes. 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union. We always keep you up to date. What's going on in the tropics? Good morning and welcome. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we've got a disturbance out there. We've been keeping an eye on it for a couple of days. It's still considered a disorganized group of showers and thunderstorms in association with a westward moving tropical wave located over the eastern Caribbean. Environmental conditions expected to become more conducive for development when the system reaches the western Caribbean Sea and southwestern Gulf of Mexico late this week. So we'll have plenty of time to track it, keep an eye on it, and for you to be prepared. But it is hurricane season. Hopefully you've done most of your preparation ahead of time. We'll keep an eye on this. It may or may not turn into something. You know how this has been going, but better to be safe than sorry. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. At least 17 people have been shot thus far during Labor Day weekend in Chicago. We don't get all the latest numbers. I think they stopped counting like on Sunday, sometime during Sunday. So I don't even know if this has Monday's numbers in it. But ABC 7 reported the holiday weekend's first fatal shooting occurred just after 9:30 p.m. on Friday. So, yeah, this is Chicago. Did I not mention that? That's the only place where you...
Yeah, we keep track, especially.
Because it's going to be something every time, unfortunately. Yeah, 17 people have been
shot. They've got those tough gun laws up there, though, Bob.
It doesn't seem to be very effective. No. You know, if we could just get the bad guys to pay attention to what the rules and the laws are.
See, they're busy going after the good guys because they don't want you to carry guns.
Hey, we used a drone. Save a kid. Missing 3-year-old boy in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah, he was found safe thanks to law enforcement's use of a thermal drone.
Wow.
When deputies got a call about a boy had wandered into a more than 100-acre cornfield at night. So remember, he's only three. That corn is going to cover you know? And they thought the job would require the use of the device, and it did.
Wow.
Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office said Friday, noting that the police department's technology response group helped in the operation. They posted drone footage, shows the area where the drone was looking for the boy. A few minutes into the clip, a person seen among the rows of corn. Moments later, video shows several rescuers headed directly toward the child. So, there you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Every once in a while, we have a good technology story.
It is nice. Then there's the rest of the time when that drives us nuts.
You hear about some of these weight loss drugs, especially if they were made to do something else, like bring down your blood sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, if you read all the stuff, it cures everything.
Okay.
People on weight loss drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy have a significantly lower chance of dying or suffering harsh effects from coronavirus. Studies that the Journal of the American College of Cardiology published found subjects who were already on a 2.4 milligram dose of semaglutide, is that the active ingredient? And yes, and that helps the pancreas release the right amount of insulin when your blood sugar levels are high and may decrease one's appetite. It had consistently lower rates of dying of any cause over the trial period, of any cause.
That's interesting.
It really is.
Huh.
The problem is his stuff is still under patent. It's still very expensive.
Mm.
Everybody's already demanding it for what used to be, I guess, off-label use. Maybe it's right. On-label now. You use it for weight loss. I mean, I had no idea they have this this cure-all almost, and I'm being a little snarky. But all I can tell you is there are side effects associated with this stuff. You just need to really be aware of that. Like always, you know, you think it's a one-size-fits-all or whatever, and...
Don't self-medicate.
It's not the
case. Well, we see all the TV commercials, and it's almost a running joke, you know, that the list of the symptoms are worse than what you're trying to prevent from having in the first place, which is why you take the pharmaceutical.
But I guess this thing really does have some qualities to it that they didn't necessarily expect.
Sounds like.
Although, I think if you talk to some people that are kind of entrenched in this field, if you will,
yeah.
This whole thing that relates to insulin production or lack thereof or not producing enough, there, I think there's a lot of keys there that are going to open a lot of doors in the future. Insulin thing was never... There's still some question marks there.
Yeah.
And I think this will actually, I don't know if it'll answer some of the questions, but it'll kind of open that door, this drug, I think, will. And maybe it'll lead to things like, you know, doing away with maybe even type 1 diabetes, possibly.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying these drugs will, but right. could lead to.
Going down this path.
The next right. step, yeah.
We'll learn some more stuff.
90,000 Ford and Lincoln vehicles recalled for faulty engine valves. That could be serious. And Volkswagen may close a German plant for the first time in years because of unfair Chinese competition in Europe.
Are you shocked?
I am not.
Okay.
Details on that are coming up, but so is our special guest, Tim Martin, Newberry City Councilman, and also sits on the Republican Executive Committee. Big event coming up. If you can't guess what it is, he's going to talk about it coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union, we always keep you up to date. What's going on in the tropics? Good morning and welcome. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a disturbance out there. We've been keeping an eye on it for a couple of days. It's still considered a disorganized group of showers and thunderstorms in association with a westward-moving tropical wave located over the eastern Caribbean. Environmental conditions expected to become more conducive for development when the system reaches the western Caribbean Sea and southwestern Gulf of Mexico late this week. So we'll have plenty of time to track it, keep an eye on it, and for you to be prepared. But it is hurricane season. Hopefully you've done most of your preparation ahead of time. We'll keep an eye on this. It may or may not turn into something. You know how this has been going, but better to be safe than sorry. So we'll keep an eye on that for you. At least 17 people have been shot thus far during Labor Day weekend in Chicago. We don't get all the latest numbers. I think they stopped counting like on Sunday, sometime during Sunday. So I don't even know if this has Monday's numbers in it. But ABC 7 reported the holiday weekend's first fatal shooting occurred just after 9:30 p.m. on Friday. So, yeah, this is... Chicago. Did I not mention that? That's the only place where you...
Yeah, we keep track, especially.
Because
yeah.
it's going to be something every time, unfortunately. Yeah, 17
yeah,
people
have been
shot.
They've got those tough gun laws up there, though, Bob.
It doesn't
they
seem
do have
to
the most
be
strict,
very
yeah.
Effective. No. You know, if we could just get the bad guys to pay attention to what the rules and the laws
see,
are.
See, they're busy going after the good guys because they don't want you to carry guns.
Hey, we used a drone. Save a kid, missing 3-year-old boy in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
Wow.
And
that's awesome.
Yeah, he was found safe thanks to law enforcement's use of a thermal drone.
Wow.
When nice. Deputies got a call about a boy had wandered into a more than 100-acre cornfield at night. So remember, he's only three. That corn is going to cover you know? And they thought the job would require the use of the device. And it did. Wow. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office said Friday, noting that the police department's technology response group helped in the operation. They posted drone footage, shows the area where the drone was looking for the boy. A few minutes into the clip, a person seen among the rows of corn. Moments later, video shows several rescuers headed directly toward the child. So, there you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Every once in a while, we have a good technology story.
It is nice. Then there's the rest of the time when it drives us nuts.
You hear about some of these weight loss drugs, especially if they were made to do something else, like bring down your blood sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, if you read all the stuff, it cures everything.
Okay.
People on weight loss drugs such as Ozempic and Wegovy have a significantly lower chance of dying or suffering harsh effects from coronavirus. Studies that the Journal of the American College of Cardiology published found subjects who were already on a 2.4 milligram dose of semaglutide, is that the active ingredient? And yes, and that helps the pancreas release the right amount of insulin when your blood sugar levels are high and may decrease one's appetite. It had consistently lower rates of dying of any cause over the trial period, of any cause.
That's interesting.
It really is.
Huh.
The problem is this stuff is still under patent. It's still very expensive.
Mm.
Everybody's already demanding it for what used to be, I guess, off-label use. Maybe it's right. On-label now. You use it for weight loss. I mean, I had no idea they have this this cure-all almost, and I'm being a little snarky. But all I can tell you is there are side effects associated with this stuff. You just need to really be aware of that. Like always, you know, you think it's a one-size-fits-all or whatever, and
don't self-medicate.
It's not the
case. Well, we see all the TV commercials, and it's almost a running joke, you know, that the list of the symptoms are worse than what you're trying to prevent from having in the first place, which is why you take the pharmaceutical.
But I guess this thing really does have some qualities to it that they didn't necessarily expect.
Sounds like.
Although, I think if you talk to some people that are kind of entrenched in this field, if you will, this whole thing that relates to insulin production or lack thereof or not producing enough, there, I think there's a lot of keys there that are going to open a lot of doors in the future.
The
insulin thing was never... There's still some question marks there.
Yeah.
And I think this will actually, I don't know if it'll answer some of the questions, but it'll kind of open that door, this drug, I think, will. And maybe it'll lead to things like, you know, doing away with maybe even type 1 diabetes, possibly.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying these drugs will, but could lead to.
Going down this path.
The next step, yeah.
We'll learn some more stuff.
90,000 Ford and Lincoln vehicles recalled for faulty engine valves. That could be serious. And Volkswagen may close a German plant for the first time in years because of unfair Chinese competition in Europe.
Are you shocked?
I am not.
Okay.
Details on that are coming up, but so is our special guest, Tim Martin, Newberry City Councilman, and also sits on the Republican Executive Committee. Big event coming up. If you can't guess what it is, he's going to talk about it coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.